Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. The summer before I came to First Emmanuel, I volunteered at Trinidad Lutheran Church up in Humboldt Park. Their pastor, Eddie De La Rosa Fuentes, had asked me to help serve their community lunches once a month. But when I showed up for worship, I realized Eddie was the only person besides me that spoke English. Everyone else only spoke Spanish, and I did not understand a word. Despite my extremely terrible, limited Spanish, I felt loved and welcomed. Once a month, people from a suburban congregation would bring and serve the food for the community lunches. On those Sundays, Eddie preached in Spanish and in English, and my ears would be so happy. And then it hit me. This is what it feels like for any non-native English speaker in this country. I know some of you have experienced this too. And this is what it might have felt like for those Jewish pilgrims at Pentecost. Which begs the question, why were all these people from so many different countries in Jerusalem anyway? Because the Torah required Jewish men to observe 3 pilgrimage festivals every year. And those festivals were held in Jerusalem. First, there was the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, observed sometime in March or April, depending on the lunar calendar. These were originally 2 festivals, but by New Testament times, the Jewish people combined them into 1. This festival celebrated the Exodus, when Moses led the Israelites out of slavery into Egypt. The second festival was the Festival of Weeks, or Pentecost, observed towards the end of May or the beginning of June. This was also known as the Feast of Harvest, or the Day of the First Fruits. It was held 50 days, because Penta means 50, after Passover. Originally, it was a spring festival, but eventually it also commemorated God giving Moses the 10 commandments. And third, finally, they celebrated the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles, observed in late September when the crops were harvested. So although Pentecost is the day that the church celebrated its birth through the gift of the Holy Spirit, it did not originate with the Christian church. It was a festival to celebrate how Moses received the 10 commandments 50 days after Exodus. So Acts takes this core story of liberation from slavery and the continued presence of God and adds a new dimension of liberation from death through the resurrection of Jesus. Since Jewish men were required to attend these festivals in Jerusalem, over 180,000 people poured into the city, and over 2/3 of them were from foreign lands. And this is why 120 of Jesus' followers, men and women, were together in Jerusalem for the festival of Pentecost. They were together in the upper room, maybe the same room that they were in for Passover. Suddenly, fire and wind fill the room. Frank Crouch writes, and I quote, "English translations underplayed the fear-inducing, adrenaline-pumping, wind-tossed, fire-singed, smoke-filled turmoil of that experience. Those who observe this Pentecost visitation from outside the room are described as bewildered, amazed and astonished, and amazed and perplexed. The Greek words can be translated as confused, in an uproar, beside themselves, undone, blown away, thoroughly disoriented, completely uncomprehending. It's important to release this story from its 2,000-year-long domestication." Unquote. So here these Jewish pilgrims were, many of them miles from home, outside of this one house, and suddenly they hear their own language. Most of them spoke Greek and or Aramaic, but there's something compelling about hearing one's language when traveling far from home. Their ears perk up as they hear words in their hometown vernacular, just like my ears perked up when I heard English at Trinidad. And this is where the true miracle begins. It's not only that the people spoke different languages, even though they were all from rural Galilee. It's not only that the Jews heard the people speaking their native language. The miracle is that the people listened. Now, what's the difference between hearing and listening? Well, in medical terms, hearing is an involuntary process through which noise and vibrations cause the fluid in the ear to move, sending the sound to your brain. In contrast, listening is a voluntary action where you make a conscious effort to understand the sound once it reaches your brain. Listening takes work. The Holy Spirit created the miracle of listening. Some only heard noise. That's why they accused the people of being drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning. But 3,000 of them listened to the Holy Spirit speaking through Peter, and their lives were transformed. Acts tells us that they were baptized. Jesus had warned his disciples time and time and time again in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, "You who have ears, listen. Don't just hear the noise, listen to what I am saying. Open your hearts and your minds, listen, and be transformed." But listening is hard work. You have to want to listen. To listen well is a skill that takes practice. When someone is hurting, just listening with your whole heart can provide comfort. Next week, let's try something together. For 10 minutes a day, turn off everything. Phone, radio, TV, computer, and listen. What do you hear? How does it make you feel? Listen for the whisper of the Holy Spirit. Then, take 10 minutes and really listen to someone else. Don't offer feedback. Don't give advice. Try not to think about what you're going to say before they finish talking. Give them the gift of your attention. Just listen. And maybe you will hear the Holy Spirit in their words. What miracles could the Holy Spirit perform in our church and in our community if we listened to it? How many hearts and minds could the Holy Spirit transform if we prayed for the Holy Spirit to speak to us in our communities? Like the people at Trinidad Church, we can reach out to the community around us and share God's love. Soon, First Emmanuel will be hosting classes for people who want to learn English. We can show them how the Holy Spirit is working at First Emmanuel. Jayana Arnold will be bringing young people together to learn about their mental health. We can show them how the Holy Spirit is working at First Emmanuel. Cindy and Tyrone are going to start an AANA class soon. We can show them how the Holy Spirit is working at First Emmanuel. So, dear church, no matter what language you speak. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Come to the altar and be transformed. Then go and show others how the Holy Spirit is working at First Emmanuel. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please rise for the hymn of the day.